All right, it is 8:41 here on WPHM. It has been the topic of conversation on radio, television, social media, around the dinner table, at parties. Everybody is talking about the Trump administration and their first couple of weeks in office, and a lot of people still support the president. A lot of people are showing that their support is wavering. Epic MRA put out a poll yesterday, the results of a poll that shows really mixed popularity for the president here in the state of Michigan. Bernie Pohm is with Epic MRA and joins us on the line this morning. Bernie, good morning, and thanks for being with us. Appreciate it.
Glad to be with you.
Let's talk a little bit about this survey. You surveyed how many Michigan residents?
600, that gives you a plus or minus 4% error rate, and that's the number that we, I think, on all of our statewide polls conduct, unless a client wants a little richer breakout of demographic groups, and then we'll go into the 800 or 850 range.
So let's take a look at the survey results. What did people have to say about President Trump?
Well, we asked about his personal favorability as well as his job rating. And on personal favorability, 48% said that they have an unfavorable opinion of him, including 39% very unfavorable. 39% total had a favorable opinion of him, including 20% very favorable. And comparing that with where he was right before the election, he had a 61% unfavorable rating back in October of last year, with 32% favorable. So he has improved. And when you look at the partisan breakdown, he's getting 74% among Republicans, 45 to 35% favorable rating among independents, but among Democrats, 85% offer a unfavorable opinion. On job rating, a 54% majority gave him a negative job rating, including 40% giving him a poor rating. 40% gave him a positive rating, including 21% excellent. And the same patterns of breakouts on the partisanship are you know, evident in the breakouts. Trump's job is 78% positive among Republicans, slightly negative among independents, 47 to 44, and among Democrats, 89%. And for your folks in your neck of the woods, he had continued strong showing in Macomb County, where both favorability and job rating was in a majority. So he is still holding on to that strength, as well as in the northern part of the state, where his numbers are not underwater; they're above water.
So no major changes since before we elected Donald Trump president in November, then.
Well, his job rating in terms of how he's perceived, I think, with a lot of the stories which you alluded to, some considered missteps, I think that that has had an impact. But usually when a president takes office, voters give him the benefit of the doubt. When Obama took office in December during the transition, he had a 64% favorable rating and a 65 to 26% positive rating. And look, a few months later in March, he had 67 favorable and a 54% positive in job rating, which is a decline given some of the things that he tried to do initially as president. He dropped a little. But usually they give the new president the benefit of the doubt and give him positive ratings. So he is probably below that, and I think that a lot of that is just the way he has rolled out some of his initiatives, and they did not get a good response from people.
It's interesting. I want to talk a little bit about polling in general, because when this president sees a poll with the results that he doesn't like, he says it's fake news, it's wrong. He tends to cite polls that he does like.
I noticed that.
Yeah, polling has changed, hasn't it? Because, frankly, the way that we communicate has changed. We used to all have landlines and pick up the phone every time it rang. Now we have cell phones, and if we don't recognize the number or we don't want to talk to somebody, we don't pick it up. Has that impacted how you do your job?
Yeah, we used to do just all landlines, and then we started in talking to 20% of our each sample we did on cell phones, and now we're up to 30%. We'll probably have to move that up to 35% or 40%. Some national pollsters do 50% cell phones, but obviously that increases the cost of doing the polling, but that helps to get the younger voters included. And you're right, people, whether they have landlines and look at the number calling in, or cell phones, if they don't want to talk to you, they don't. But we usually don't have a problem getting our calling done, and you would probably not believe how accurate most of our polling, not all, but most of our polling is, because a lot of it is done on ballot proposals for school districts, community colleges, and we will test whether or not people are willing to support a tax increase or combining school districts. Combining school districts, we did a survey and tested messages on both sides and indicated that in each of these school districts that 61% would support combining Willow Run and the other school district that it combined with, whose name is escaping me right now, Ypsilanti. I was curious, questioning our poll, because it said 61% would support it in each of those districts. And then unbeknownst to me, on election day, it showed that 61% in both districts supported the initiative. So we have been pretty accurate in our numbers, and I wish we would have done one more poll before the election, just like we did back in 1990 when Engler upset Jim Blanchard, because that poll showed that Engler was likely to win, and if we had done one more, I think it would have showed that that Trump was going to upset Hillary. We did show the trajectory headed toward a Trump support. As a matter of fact, our last poll showed a 4% lead for Hillary. And if you recall, right after that poll was released, well, you had Trump adding to Michigan trips, Hillary adding to Michigan trips, Bill Clinton coming in. And at the time I said, if the Democrats and Hillary Clinton are unsuccessful in having enough blacks turning out in the election, they could well lose it. Yeah. And indeed, that's what happened.
Yeah. So the polls were not as far off as some would tend to suggest.
No, as a matter of fact, the national polls showed that Hillary Clinton was going to win. She did not win by the margin, some of those polls showed, but she did, in fact, win by almost 3 million votes, notwithstanding the fact that the president claims that they were illegally voting, and if it wasn't for that, why, right, he would have won. And, well, that's certainly not provable in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah.
Those were right. Some of the polling in the key battleground Rust Belt states were off. As a matter of fact, part of that, I think, is because there was a much higher turnout than anyone expected in rural areas, and Trump resonated among those folks, and Hillary did not appeal to the Democratic areas as much as she needed to.
Interesting stuff. I find this fascinating. If somebody wants to take a look at the poll that you did this week, or that was released this week, I guess you did your polling in the last couple of weeks. Is that something that people can find on your website?
Yes, it's not up there yet. Our data guy who posts those things is having a great time in Aruba right now and doing stuff remotely, and so he can't post it, but he will be back in the office on Monday, and that will be posted on epicmra.com, and visit that link, visit that site, and then hit on the press room, and you can see all of our polls.
All right. Well, we'll take a look for that when vacation is over. Bernie, we appreciate your time this morning. It was great talking to you.
Anytime.
Take care.
Paul.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.